Welcome to the Coaching Profit Breakthrough Revolution. I'm your host, Simone Peer, also known as the Badass Business Building Coach and Mentor, and I am here with Reverend Ann Perswell, self-proclaimed Irreverent Rev, who is the creator and CEO of Divinely Intuitive Business, LLC, and she works with spiritual entrepreneurs to bring their sacred gifts to the world and make money while doing it. She helps her clients get their divine on by tuning into their own sixth sense while building a six-figure business. And I met Reverend Ann at an event last year, and we've crossed paths at several events over the year and have worked together on the phone a bit. And why I think she's a delightful addition to this telesummit and why I think you will love her as much as I do is she is sacred and sexy. She just sparkles like an angel and really brings this authentic, divine, sacred, sexy self to business and has figured out how to create cash flow and how to support others doing that. So lots of fun. We're going to have some juicy fun today, some sacred, sexy, divine, juicy fun. if you haven't figured it out yet, she is simply divine. So welcome, Reverend Ann. I'm so delighted to have you here today.
Oh, thank you, Simone. I'm so delighted to be here. What a fun experience, and how fabulous for people to have an opportunity to learn and grow through all of these amazing speakers that you have. You know that you're bringing. I love telesummits, and I think they're amazing.
It's been such a blast to have the opportunity to really get to know you and amazing experts in a more intimate way in creating this. And really, I feel like what a gift it is for me to be able to bring all of you to life.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it true? We are so busy. And how many of us really sit down and take the time to hang out with one another on the phone for this level, you know, this kind of time? We just don't, because you know, there's just so many other things that are demanding our attention. So this is such a gift. And Simone, God bless you, girl, for getting this out. Because seriously, you know, this is such a time right now for people to get their gifts into the world in a really powerful way. You know, the systems are changing, and our call within us, every one of us, you know, are feeling very called to do something big, to bring our authentic work into the world. And if we don't have, you know, we spend a lot of time, I'm sort of jumping ahead a little bit, but I just want to say this, you know, a lot of people spend a lot of time developing their specialties, right? Whether it's, you know, as the healers that I see in particular, their intuition and their incredible healing abilities and their spirituality and that connection. But what happens is then they want to take that into the world and make money. and they're like, I'm not quite sure how to do this. You know, I don't know. I didn't develop my business skills. So that's where that's why this is so incredibly important. Because this will help every single person listening to develop their business skills. So what a gift that you are bringing, Simone, seriously.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. And you know, I think one of the really cool things about it is that we've all been there. So mm-hmm. for those who are listening and who might really be touched and helped by the conversation, I think it's because we've been there, done that, and have through the, you know, for me often I say through the grace of God and the support of others, have really learned how to figure it out, as I know everyone else has. None of us have been in a vacuum and just light bulbs, hey, that's, you know, I got it, you know.
We might have had the light bulbs, but turning around and implementing, oh my gosh, right?
Yeah, I guess turning it into the lamp and turning it on.
Oh, right, exactly. But, you know, I want to say, through the grace of God and the help of others, but I also want to say, Simone, through your own dogged determinedness, you know, really. Every person listening on this phone, you, to this teleclass, or you know what I mean, every single person listening, you have to go through your own inner stuff, your inner crap, your inner demons, whatever you want to call them, those things that say you can't do it, you're not good enough, you're not worthy enough, you can't charge that, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You have to move through that stuff in order to bring your work into the world. And so, yes, through the grace of God, and yes, with the support of others, but yes, also for your own strength inside and reaching in and saying, I will have this. I will do this. Doggone it. I'm going to make it happen. And that right there is, to me, what separates, you know, the women from the girls, really. That, you know, when you just say, period, I'm going to do this, and just, I'm going to freaking figure it out. I am the irreverent rev, so I do use words like freaking, and so hopefully nobody will get offended, and I apologize if you are.
That's why we get along so well. I'm badass.
There you are, right? Exactly. So nobody who's listening is going to bother. You know, they'll be like, oh, yeah.
Yes.
I remember listening to one of the mentors that I really, really love now. The first time I went to one of her events, I was like, oh, my gosh, she has a potty mouth. I love it.
She's the one that gave me permission.
I know, right? Exactly. I love it.
Oh, gosh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, and today, gosh, there's so much even that just we've just chit-chatted about that we could totally expand and have a full conversation on. But I want to make sure that we give people what they came for today.
Right.
And we're going to talk about expanding your cash consciousness. Three simple steps you can take today to make money in your spiritual business.
Oh, yeah.
Woohoo.
Because isn't that, I mean, so look, here's the thing. Isn't that the bottom line in business? I mean, yes, get your gifts out into the world. Yes, absolutely. Yes, touch others. Yes, all of that. But doggone it, if you can't make money and you can't bring that bacon home, if you will, if you can't pay your bills and you can't, you know, keep your lights on, seriously, you got a problem. And so really it is the bottom line. You have to be able to get that money coming in. And that's what you're doing if you're in business. I mean, really and truly. Otherwise, you have a ministry or you have a nonprofit or you have a, you know, whatever. But, you know, a hobby even. But if you're going to get serious. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, no, I was just going to say, even nonprofits and ministries need money to operate to fulfill
exactly,
their mission.
Right?
You know,
yeah.
I mean, it really is the currency of our time in terms of really being able to help people.
Yeah.
And I think just to tie in something said earlier about your divine self, getting your divine on, bringing your sacred sexy self to business, I want to spotlight that the reason why it's so important is because I say it as I came out of the same bead of sweat on God's brow as my people in my tribe. And so when you get your divine on and you get your sacred sexy on, they recognize you and they're inspired and realize, oh, my gosh, she can help me do it too, whatever it is, healing relationships, your money, your health, your business, your whatever. It doesn't really matter because there's some very specific people you're here to serve, and they can only find you if they can recognize you.
Yes, exactly. Well, and, you know, the thing is with money in particular, bringing it back to the money for a second, money touches everything in our lives. I mean, we live in a society where you have to pay for everything. And well, okay, so hold on. Yes, you can get some things for free, but I'm talking about, you know, housing, lights, you know, you want a computer, you got to pay for it. You want some help in your business, you really need to pay for it. I mean, so we're talking about the groundedness of bringing in the cash, and money touches everything. So we really do need to learn how to bring that money in. And one of the things I wanted to say, you know, I did promise three solid ways that you can today go out and start making money. And one of the first things that I would say about that is, I'm going to use a Joel Osteen, whom I absolutely love. I love his languaging. I love his work, you know, his stuff. He will say, get in agreement with God. Now, Abraham Hicks, who is a wonderful, you know, Esther Hicks is this wonderful channel of Abraham and has brought into the consciousness of the world, really, law of attraction. She would say, get in alignment. You know, get in alignment with God. And it's really the same thing. They're both saying the exact same thing, right? So what I would say is get in agreement or get in alignment with God about your value. Number one, most of you here listening are probably charging way too little for the value. You are not charging enough because you don't either recognize or own your own value and the value of your work. And that is a huge, huge piece. In order to make more money, you have to recognize the value of what you are giving somebody. If you are giving them a way to create the love of their life, oh my word, do you have any idea what kind of a gift that is for that person when they learn how to create that love? It's priceless. What about someone who actually brings their work into the world as a business, you know, for the business coach, for spiritual entrepreneurs, for helping them understand how to ground themselves in their business and take the systems and the understanding of who it is they're serving to be able to get in front of those people and then to have a conversation with someone that allows that person to say yes to them, that allows them to begin to do business with them, to you know, they'll pull out their credit card or they will, you know, write you a check or whatever it is, that is worth so much. Because when you learn how to do, you know, when you learn how to build your own business, you don't need me anymore or whomever, you know, whatever it is. Once you have got that relationship, you don't need that coach anymore. So the point is, the value of your work is almost always worth so much more than what you are paying, than what you are asking. And when you get in agreement with God or get in alignment with your value, you will understand that you are charging too little right now. And so one of the ways that you can start to charge more right now is to get in agreement and get in alignment with your value and understand, truly understand the value that you're giving to someone else. That's huge. It's absolutely huge. It's the basis of everything else.
And there's, I think, a piece in there that you're pointing to, but haven't languaged it this way, and that is, it's the value that you're giving, the value that they're getting. And I think it's worth spotlighting that the value that they're getting is, one, the lifetime value of the service that you've delivered, the results that they've created or co-created with you. But, and that's, I mean, I'm thinking we got to let that sink in for a moment, because there's an element of how much you charge is also about how much and how big you get them and their gifts and their magnificence and their potential and their possibility, and are inviting them to get themselves that big.
Yes. The interesting thing with that is that it really is up to the client to do the work. But the value is based on what you're giving them, the opportunity you're giving them, the support, the holding the space for them to step into their own possibility. Because you can always lead a horse to water, right? You can't make them drink. Same thing with clients. And that which really comes down to, because a lot of people then would say, well, yeah, but what if they don't get the value? How can I promise? The thing is, you can promise that they will get the value if they do the work. the thing is, you, it's not up to you to make them do the work. It's up to them. So that's, you know, that's always a big issue for people. It's, you know, as far as value is concerned, like, oh, I don't want to charge more because then I'm going to be responsible for them. And what if they don't do it? And then they'll blame me. And, you know, they get all into fear about it. But this is, you know, this is a way of really getting that it's not up to you to make them do the work. It's up to them to do the work. Responsible to them, not for them.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go. I was just even thinking about, I had a body session with my trainer who's a stretcher, massage therapist, all kinds of wonderful things. And I'm just thinking about my conversation with her this morning. She said, oh, you've got to do your homework. You know, she can only do so much for me. And I'm like,
exactly.
You know, fix my knee, would you?
Exactly.
I
can,
wanna,
can you do that without me having to do anything in between?
Exactly.
It's like I'm going to the piano. Let's see, my piano teacher is teaching me how to play, but I don't practice during the week. So, you know, it's the same kind of thing. Yeah.
I want to have us step back a little bit and give our listeners just a little bit more about you in terms of your journey of being a spiritual entrepreneur and your journey to going from someone who undervalued herself, I'm just kind of guessing, to somebody who really got it and made the shift.
Yeah, that's so good. You know, my journey started. Actually, this is the truth. My deep, huge, dark night of the soul started on July 27, 2000. To tell the story was my daughter, who was 12 at the time. No, she just turned 13. Revealed that my, at that time, husband was molesting her. And to say I was devastated and shocked was to say that, you know, it was so stunning. It was so awful. And I totally believed her because I knew something had been weird in the house. I didn't know what it was, but I knew something was off. 6 months later, we discovered that he had a massive brain tumor. And that was what had caused this sexual deviancy. But by then, you know, like 6 months later, it's too late. Like the whole thing was too late. Thank goodness my daughter had the courage to let us know that something was off, and it was mild. Doesn't matter. None of it mattered. It still existed. It happened in our home. And from that point on, my life totally changed. And our therapist said to me, your intuition saved your daughter's life. And I was like, what are you talking about? I had no idea what she was talking. I had no idea. And I had been seeing this woman who was an energy healer at the time. And she was the one who got me through that really dark, dark period of 2.5 years where I really was looking for anything I could to heal from that awful experience. It was so profound. It was so, I can't even describe it. And during that time, I was doing a lot of different trainings to help me find my way, to help me heal. I did a number of different certifications. I became a Reiki master. I studied intuition. I mean, really, really delved into this healing aspect, because what Ray, who was the woman who was supporting me and helping me during that time, she was the only person who was really connecting me to my intuition, and she was so amazing. And I know that she struggled, you know. So coming out of that, I learned this one technique that just totally transformed my life. It's called EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. It's a tapping on acupressure, tapping on meridian points. It was an acupressure technique, and it was amazing, and it just absolutely transformed my life. Well, then I began to bring all of the things that I'd learned to assist other people. And I opened my own healing practice because I really knew how to get out of trauma. I knew how to heal from trauma. I knew how to come out of that. And I had this incredible well of compassion and space for people who were dealing with, you know, really difficult things. And so for the next, I don't know, 5 years or so, I really developed my practice, but I didn't know business. I didn't know how to. So I only could make, I think the most I ever made was like $50,000, which wasn't bad, actually, as a healer. That's not a bad income. But I got remarried. We divorced, of course, and I got remarried. And my daughter went off to college. She grew up and went off to college, and my husband and I moved to Florida, and I then went to seminary, and I was like, well, now what do I do? You know, so I started like thinking about opening my practice again in Florida, and it didn't work. My marketing was awful. My message was awful. I didn't know what I was doing wrong. Things that worked before weren't working now. I was like, I don't know what to do. And that was when I began to study online marketing, because I was so sad to leave Virginia that I always knew that I didn't want to ever have to uproot and lose everything again, because I had, you know, I'd left my practice, I left my my friends, my community, all of that. And moving to Florida, it was like I had to start all over. And so I decided to do it online this time, and there was a whole different world. I mean, it was just a completely different world. But when I met my mentor in 2010, we completely transformed my business. I think that year, 2010, I made like $18,000. I mean, it was really pretty bad. And in 2011, my income went to $130,000. And this year, it's on track to be multiple six figures. So the point is that, like, by investing in myself, and here's the thing, you know, when you turn around and you invest in yourself, it shows up pretty quickly if you do the work. And, you know, and you do the clearing of your, you know, your beliefs and all of that. But, you know, really getting in alignment, again, with your value and understanding what it is you need to do. Like, that was for me the turning point, was meeting a mentor and investing in myself with her. And that completely transformed my business. And you know, now it's a no-brainer. I would never be without a coach now. I would never be without someone to help me move to the next level, because I totally know the value, right?
Hmm. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's like, no, which one's
in there? Okay, yeah, right? Yeah. Okay, let me connect some thoughts here.
Well, yeah, I know. You probably never knew that story, did you?
I didn't. And I was, and you know, and I'll say, it never, I don't think I really paid that much attention in my thoughts to the parents of someone and how deep, I mean, yes, I could see that would be a deep, dark night of the soul. Of course, you know, you want to protect and take care of your children, but I'm sure there was so much that kind of went in there that gave you a real, no matter what reason, to figure out, you know, how to bring, and I guess really it was a catalyst for bringing your gifts to life.
It was.
And,
it was.
You know,
yeah.
So there, you know, a piece there, and just even looking at your, I think the business history, okay, I'm going to kind of frame this a little bit, and I'm all jump in and get your juicy response. But so you had a healing practice, making, you know, like a reasonable living, like you said, $50,000 a year. That's not a bad living. It's maybe average in so many parts of the country, our country, and, you know, and some westernized countries, it's way more than many other countries in the world. And then there's that kind of restarting point. And I think that is something that I'm finding a lot. It certainly was my journey of having had a modicum of success in my business. You know, it was, I've pretty well, but there still was, you know, something missing in terms of how I'm different now. And I hear, like, you going from moving, relocating, starting out the way that you had done before and finding that there was something within the world or the marketplace or consciousness or something in which the ways of doing business then aren't necessarily the ways of doing business now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of conscious entrepreneurs and spiritual entrepreneurs and coaches and healers and, you know, dot, 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 you know, all know who you are, have had that kind of experience where even if they're starting a new business, they're not coming out of a hole, you know, or under a rock where they don't know anything about anything. Everybody is bringing some knowledge base and expertise, but there's something about, you know, really just knowing how to do it right and what's needed that we're going to get into. But I just want to acknowledge the 18,000 to 130 in 1 year to now multiple six figures. So you've probably doubled that or more even mm-hmm. within this year, and what we're only in, you know, August. So there's still
exactly.
some time to go. I mean, it's
exactly,
you know, it's that's pretty cool, the timeline, because I think that's something a lot of people wonder about is how long does it really take? And, you know, one reason that we're here is to shorten that timeline for people to accelerate their process as they realize I'm ready now.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to kind of bring that to just ask you why you think so many spiritual entrepreneurs are struggling.
Oh, I hands down, I can tell you. They okay, I'm going to say it. They value the connection with spirit, with being in, you know, like in they don't make decisions right away. They say, and I see this over and over with spiritual entrepreneurs, like, well, I'm going to meditate on that. Well, I'm going to check in with my intuition. Well, I'm going to, you know, et cetera. Those are in many ways, and I'm telling you, I'm an intuitive. I'm very intuitive. And I used to do that all the time myself. And what I, right? So
me too.
I know, yes, I know the tricks, okay? The thing is, I'm just going to say it, that's an excuse. And I don't mean that in a, like, don't check in with your intuition. I'm not saying that. Absolutely check in with your intuition. But here's the thing. If you are in tune, you will know in the moment what to do. You don't have to go and ponder and meditate and think about it. That is a delaying tactic. And when spiritual entrepreneurs use that, that is the problem right there. They are not making a decision, because once you make a decision, you move forward. And the more you fart around with making decisions, the longer it takes for you to do anything and get off the ground and go anywhere and get some results, the longer it takes. Seriously, seriously, seriously. If you make a mistake, so what? Okay, fine. You know, or learn from, it's not even a mistake. It's like, okay, well, that didn't work. Let me try something different. There is, of course, the checking in with intuition, but there's also the piece where if you're grounded and you're taking care of yourself, you've got self-care actively going on, you are connected to your intuition. The only time, then, in my opinion, that you're not is when you've got a lot of chaos going on around you and you really are not taking care of yourself enough to be that connected. Does that make sense?
Oh, my gosh. I'm just thinking, because I'm a very energy-driven, based person, you know, living my life with my alignment and relationship with God. And I absolutely know the truth of that. And I realize the delay tactics, I realize how I use that as an excuse. And and I think, you know, it really is that thing where in the moment it's either a hell yes or it's a hell no.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're really in tune, and I can give some examples. One of my other speakers and I had worked together some years back, and we were doing energy work, some evolutionary training, and we're told about an opportunity to go to Australia in, I'm going to say November, And I had kind of taken it off the plate for myself. I just thought, well, that one's not for me. I'll go somewhere else. We were traveling all around the world doing things. And I was on the ups and downs there, making, you know, somewhat decent money, but still pretty much check to check, even though they were bigger checks than they used to be. And it was 12 days before the event, and we were at a conference. We were co-trainers in Arizona, and in we Australia came up, and we looked at each other, and we were like, hell yes. Neither one of us had any money. We didn't know how we were going to figure it out, but we absolutely knew that we were being divinely guided to be there, and that if we said yes, it would work out. And what do you know, 12 days later, I was in business class, right, to Australia, you know, to co-lead a course. And
that.
It was,
yep.
Yeah, and it was, you know, and I know if I had been, oh, I can't, and blah, 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 I would have missed out on the gift of giving, but also the gift of my development in it. And
yeah.
That's probably one of the biggest examples in my mind, as well as, you know, other leaps of faith, but it's the one that really, really reminded me, when the answer is yes, it does not matter what the bank account looks like.
Mm-hmm.
The universe will provide, because it is your big yes to your
yes.
next becoming.
Yes.
So I'm kind of wondering, I'm going to sort of just segue into something else, because I want to make sure we get as much goodness out of you as we can. So I think another thing that comes into the struggle is, you know, selling your soul and, oh, I don't want to charge for my gift. So it's like, you know, the spiritual entrepreneurs, they feel like if they're making money, they're selling their soul.
Yeah.
So, you know, what do you think about that?
Oh. I love that. And it's the big taboo for spiritual entrepreneurs, in my opinion, because we have been taught a lie. I'm just going to say it. We've been taught a lie. And that is that your spiritual gifts should be free. They're of spirit, so they should be free. I actually fully and completely disagree with that. Everybody has access to the spiritual gifts. Everybody. But we are here to bring our gifts into the world and to share our gifts in the world. And to be afraid to charge for those gifts, to be afraid to, and in my opinion, again, I'm going to use this word, hide behind that as a reason for not standing in your value and standing in the value of your gifts. It is my opinion that that is a huge disservice to God, a huge disservice to spirit, a huge disservice to your client. Because let me tell you, when you pay for something, you treat it differently. When you pay highly for something, you treat it differently. When you pay a lot for something, you value it. And when you give things, it's a strange thing within our human psyche, but when we get things for free, we don't value them as much. And this is especially true of spiritual gifts and whether it's, you know, whether it's an intuitive reading, whether it's an energy healing, whether it is a coaching that you give to someone, whether it doesn't matter. People truly value what they pay for, and they value when they pay for something at a higher value. Just pay attention to your own buying practice and see if that isn't the case for pretty much everybody. I'd say there are rare few people for whom that may not be the case. But and the other piece is, if you were paying a whole lot more, by the way, to your trainer, what was it? Was it a trainer? Who was it? The person who's doing something with your knee?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're paying a whole lot more to that person, like imagine yourself paying four times what you're paying, right? I think you'd be doing the exercises in between.
I think I need to pay her more. Because you're right. You know, and I was even thinking this morning that she's getting a fitness center set up in her clinic or next door to her clinic. And in my thoughts as we were chatting about what is going to get me into the real motion of doing my homework, and all I could think of was, I want to pay for a class, a group experience, so I can come and leverage the energy of the other people, and I can utilize your expertise, I can own my part in it, because there's assisted work that I do with her that she's, you know, it's a little deeper work because she's providing some resistance that I don't on my own, or stability that isn't quite built yet. And I realized that I just want you to start a freaking class so I can come here every darn morning, pay you some freaking money, and do my homework. I mean, I want to pay her so I can do my homework, which is, you know, I really, like, it landed
asked
in my head.
Answered.
Yeah. Isn't that, I mean, and yeah, I want to pay her to do my, for me to be able to do my homework, not for her to do it for me.
You. It would support you in building that habit. And once you've built the habit of doing it, then it becomes ingrained in you, and then you're doing it, right? And the thing is, when we're building new habits, whether it's habit of making sales calls or habit of marketing ourselves or habit of, you know, whatever the habit is, when we're building that habit, we need the support, the extra support, pretty much all of us. And if we're paying, I'll tell you, when I have two mentors, and one to whom I pay an awful lot of money, and I mean an awful lot, more than I ever expected I would be paying, and the other one, not as much, like about a quarter. And I can tell you that when I get on the phone with the one I pay a lot of money, I am taking serious notes. I'm doing the homework. I am, you know, he tells me to do something, I go do it right away. There's an element of really honoring yourself and taking it very seriously when you step up and you charge, when you pay for something, you value it, and when you charge a higher level, your people will take it more seriously. They will do the work more effectively when you charge a higher price. And that, and the thing that gets in the way for so many spiritual entrepreneurs in particular, actually, let me just say entrepreneurs, people who are doing service-based businesses, and they don't even have to be spiritual entrepreneurs, I can tell you that, but the thing that gets in the way is like that feeling of, well, is this, can I really charge this? Will people really pay this? Will, can it, you know, is it okay to charge this much? And for the spiritual entrepreneurs, they add in the other element of, oh my gosh, I'm going to be selling my soul if I, you know, if I make all this money. You know, so they, you know, there's a lot of, people have a lot of money issues, and money is, you know, like I said, it touches everything in our lives. And so that's an area of healing. I mean, it's wonderful to be an entrepreneur at this time. We have all of these opportunities to allow this stuff to come up, to heal, so that we can be in divine alignment with God. We can be in alignment with our work, and we can get our work out into the world in a really great way. But we have to do the work. We have to be aware of the lies that we are telling ourselves and the lies that we have heard all our life, that we've bought hook, line, and sinker. Yeah.
And so there's a few thoughts that I'm having there. One, I'm urgently wanting to know, you know, what can they do to change it? And another, I want to just weave in, and we might back burner it, but I think that there's something connected here about bringing that sacred, sexy self to the work, to the sale. Maybe that kind of rhymes, right? Bring your
mm-hmm.
sacred, sexy
mm-hmm.
self to the sale. But and I'm not quite sure what, you know, if that's quite connected yet, but I feel there's an undertone within the conversation, and it might be why I keep even talking about my body worker. You know, and maybe it's like, because the body we sort of get for free, right? You know, we're born into it. So I think I'm realizing, gosh, maybe that's why I've taken it for granted.
Yeah. I think, when you asked the first question you asked, and I don't want to backburner the second piece either, but the first question you said, what can they do? I would say hands down, and this is the second thing I wanted to say about being able to generate more money today, raise your prices. Raise your prices, even if it's doubling them or even halving them, you know, halfway, 50% more, and see what comes up for you emotionally about raising your prices. Do it anyway and work through the discomfort and the feelings of whatever comes up for you. See what happens. Because I can promise you, you're going to have people who are going to, in your head, in your mind, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, they're not going to pay. Oh my gosh, they're, you know, they're going to, I'm going to lose all my clients. And, you know, what if I don't have enough clients right now? And et cetera. Raise them anyway, because you'll have more and better clients who come to you from the new price point. I remember I started, I hate to even think about this, but when I started in 2002, my prices were like, I did the sale, the healer model. Like, you come in for one session, you pay for it, and oh, by the way, just come back when you feel like you need it, right? Imagine. And I started at like, okay, well, everybody charges like $1 a minute or $60 for an hour. Okay, I'll do that. And then I was like, well, I'm not even sure I can get that. So let me charge 45, you know, just have a sale for the, you know, next couple months. And I started to get some people in at that price point. And they started to come back. And then I was like, oh, now I have to raise my prices. So I raised them to $60, right? And I let the sale go off and raised them to $60. And then the next step I did, I raised them to $90. And then I went to $125. And then I went to $175 for a session, each of these different, you know, over the period of a few years. And then I went to packages, which is, by the way, the third piece of what to do and how to make more money now. I went to packages and I sold a year's worth of work with me for a certain price point. And that was great. First person I offered, I sold it to. And now I look back and I'm like, well, no wonder she bought it. It was so inexpensive, right? But, you know, those are three ways, you know, get in alignment or an agreement with God, raise your prices. Get in agreement with God about your value, raise your prices, and offer packages. Those three things, those three ways, you can absolutely, totally make more money right now, right today. In response to your other, the piece about the body, like embodying your work, who you are, I think it is really about that piece of raising your prices and clearing out the crap that says you're not worth it, clearing out the stuff that says people aren't going to pay it, clearing out the stuff that says I can't charge that, clearing out the stuff that says if I make too much money, I'm not going to be spiritual, I'm going to lose my spirituality, I'll sell my soul to the devil, people will hate me, what if they, you know, whatever, fill in the blank, what if I'm charging more than somebody else? You know, clearing out that stuff. And to me, that is what, when you get that stuff cleared out, that's when you step into your authenticity and who you truly are. And you are not afraid. You are confident. And that, to me, is where the sacred, sexy piece comes in. I mean, that is it. There is nothing more sexy than a confident woman. I don't care what she looks like. If she's confident, she will be presenting herself to the world in an incredible way. And that, to me, is like the epitome of sexy, really.
And I hear
sacred.
In there.
Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't mean to leave that piece out.
Well, I think what I'm hearing is that what you create is the safety to come out of hiding.
Yes.
Like, it's okay to come out and be seen and be heard and be known. And one of my favorite kind of phrases is to be fully seen, fully heard, fully known, fully fabulously you, doing, you know, fully fabulously what you're here to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you gain confidence by doing, and you gain clarity by doing. And you have the potential to really own the value of what you do. There might be a little missing piece in there, but I can just see all of these dots connecting in terms of this sort of journey. Or, you know, so if we just kind of come back to the, you know, the three things that you can do today to make money in your business, get in agreement and alignment. Yeah, I'm
well,
go ahead.
And don't you think that if you go and you raise your prices and people start paying you that, don't you think that there's some confidence that comes in? Isn't there confidence that comes in when your clients get results? Isn't there confidence that shows up when you know, become clear about an action and what to take, what steps to do next, and then you take that action? There's a lot of anxiety in the unclarity. Most of us don't like that place. And part of it's just because we don't make a decision, and part of it's because we're afraid of what the results might be. You know, we're sitting in the emotional land of not making a decision. And a lot of the confidence comes from making a decision. And like I said before, even if it seems like a mistake, it's not ever a mistake. It's like, I'll learn something from this. I'll learn to trust my intuition better next time, or I'll learn to, you know, what were the red flags that I ignored this time, and what were the gifts from this experience? So nothing was ever a mistake. I mean, even this horrible experience that happened in my life, I am so grateful for it because of who I am today, because of the husband I have today, because of the work I have today, because of who I am today. And you know, that's like, that was gold. It was gold. It was awful, but it was gold. So, you know, we are too worried about things being perfect and looking good and wanting to know everything or be right or to, you know, whatever it is. We're too afraid of that. And the realness comes from, all right, well, I fucked up. Excuse my mouth. Okay, I screwed up. You know, okay, well, I, you know, that didn't work out so great. Let me try this, you know. It's like that's where the gold is in becoming who you're meant to be, right? Does that make sense?
Oh, my gosh. I'm getting chills. And thinking about, I think a piece of that getting in agreement and alignment with your God, your higher power, your higher self, whatever it is for you, that you are in alignment with it, because inherently then what you're in alignment with is the value of the gifts that you're here to bring, the service that you're here to deliver. And you said a few other important things that I think are part of that piece, and that is you decide. And I think for another element for somebody who may feel like, gosh, I really do, I know I am awesome at what I do. I know that. I'm like, they have no doubt there, but then their confidence wanes because their life and lifestyle isn't in alignment with, you know, what they're taking a stand for changing for others. And so I think the piece is that they have to take a stand for it. So even if your life looks like crap right now, or your bank account is, you know, really in the red or whatever, you're in debt, that is actually irrelevant when it comes to the real value and taking a stand for what that value means for the people that you are here to serve.
I'm trying to think about, tell me what you mean about that, the value. Even if your life is in the toilet or whatever, that is irrelevant compared to the value of what you're here to serve. Tell me what that means.
Oh, yeah. So there is a relevance in terms of if your life is in the toilet, who wants to buy toilet water from you, right? They want to buy the perfume. They want the best. They want your A game. But I think sort of where it is irrelevant is that's just a condition right now.
Exactly.
And if you have the courage and the willingness to confront the fear, to get in alignment, to own the value, to raise your rate, to come up with some different strategies, right, to get some knowledge about how to actually be in business differently, to do the learning, to get the support, to piece it together in a way that you actually have a business model that, that can be successful versus having a business model that isn't so much working, but you keep pointing to yourself as the one that doesn't have value. That's where it's irrelevant. You still have the value. And if you've got the courage to do what it takes, no matter what, to make the business work, and that's not just about working harder and keeping yourself busy and spinning your wheels. It's about learning and figuring out either the mindset crap that you need to get through and the discomfort or the actual skills and strategies that it takes to succeed. That's the learnable things, because it's all learnable and practicable and shiftable, that's where the courage comes in so that you can be struggling within your business, but all of a sudden when you shift the paradigm of your mindset, your struggle is irrelevant because you've already changed it. And now time is just catching up in terms of the physical demonstration of it. As money comes in, it's already done in consciousness. Now you're just doing the work that will demonstrate that, you know, it's also done on the planet or, you know, in physical.
Okay, so I love what you just said. That's brilliant. And here's how I'm going to make it much shorter, right?
Yay.
Right? And that is this. What you're seeing today, as far as your bank account, as far as your love life, as far as your home, as far as the clutter, as far as whatever it is that you have going on around you, as far as your business, your health, it doesn't matter. Those are the results of yesterday's thinking and, you know, a couple of weeks ago thinking and behaving, et cetera. If you want to change tomorrow, you start today, right here, right now. This is what Eckhart Tolle was talking about in The Power of Now. You change right here what you're thinking about today, and that's going to change your tomorrow. You declare your value to the world today, and your tomorrow is going to change big time because you are standing in that place. The problem that people do is that they make a decision, I'm going to go forward, and then they waffle, they doubt, and they go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. They don't stand in that decision and stay in that decision. It's like getting married and going, maybe I made a mistake. Well, maybe it's no, well, maybe it's okay. Well, maybe I made a mistake. Well, maybe it's okay. Well, maybe I made a mistake. And you're like waffling, and that's torture. That's torture. So the thing is, your tomorrow determines what you're thinking about, what you're doing, what actions you're taking today. Your today is affected by what happened yesterday and before. So absolutely, you can turn that around right here, right now, today. Absolutely. It's up to you. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And it really ties in, I think it ties into what you said earlier about, oh, I've got to go tune in and meditate on this. And rather than actually trusting the intuition that you have and you've cultivated right here, right now to recognize if this is the fit, is this the path God's put before you, I know when we first met, my big thing at the event was I am here to trust in God more than myself because that's one of the things that I really help people do. And I know I'm being invited to a much bigger level than I can sort of being able to figure out how to do. And I took a huge leap in that space of time, and which is, you know, what's got me doing this event right here, right now. And I think, you know, it kind of comes back to tying to what you just said is a confused mind always says no. Mm-hmm. And the danger in that, you know, as you said, is torture. And I think the torture then leads to paralysis. The paralysis is just looking for some feel good, which puts you into some kind of action that just keeps you busy versus actually being able to recognize what is the most productive kind of work or thing or mindset that you can have in order to actually create success.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. 100%.
Oh, my gosh. I'm having so much fun with you, Reverend Ann. We could change the world.
It's fun all day. It's so much fun.
Oh, Oh my God. But I think, you know, the bottom line is I want to just kind of defer to you. So if we're going to tie this all up into a nice, neat bow, what are your final words of wisdom, divinity, for our listeners?
To me, it is self-care, staying connected intuitively to God, to the universe, to, you know, to spirit, and trusting. And because in doing that, you know, I can't set a price for somebody else. But what I do with my clients is I'll say to them, what is it that you are getting that is an appropriate price point? And they'll tell me. And sometimes I'll say, okay, start there. And then after you've made a couple of sales at that, then raise your prices again. Let's talk. Because you do have to start where you are. I mean, you can't just, you know, like say, well, you could, I guess, go out and say, all right, I'm going to charge $100,000 for my services when you don't have any, you know, experience. You know, that's like kind of not going to work. But definitely, you know, we have to move beyond this, what I call the kiss of death business model, which is what the one I did for years, which is, you know, here, pay me this. Okay, I'll see when you come back in. At some point, I think I got a clue and I started scheduling people to come back in, you know, when they were there. So, but that took me a while even to learn that. But it's like if we really stay connected to our own, to God, to our own intuition, and then make decisions from that, making a decision also to see that everything is serving us. We just have to see what it is. Sometimes we think, well, that didn't work or that wasn't right. No, everything serves us. Everything. Doesn't matter what it is. And we learn from every single thing. It's up to us to see it, though. So I think that's, you know, stay connected with yourself and your intuition. Trust yourself. Make decisions. And look for the gold in everything because it's always there. It's always there.
And I'm going to add to that, if you're having fun, like trouble finding the gold, get help.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, right? We don't live under a rock or in a cave all by ourselves. We are here synergistically connected in a oneness for a reason that spans beyond, you know, sort of the conscious and spiritual experience that we may have of being connected. But I want to bring in, you started out with saying that there was something about our groundedness to bring in cash. And it just occurred to me that really that's what this conversation has been about. It's been about identifying some of the elements that actually keep you grounded, you know, in your business, on the planet, connected to the human side of you and what you're here to do in order to actually bring in some cash flow so you can do that divine work.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Do you know that I work with 3 healers? Right now, no, I mean, I'm their client because I, actually, it's more than that because I also have a massage therapist and a chiropractor and, you know, it's like I really do believe in self-care. I believe in my body care. I believe in my emotional self-care, and I cannot do it myself. I will, you know, send myself in, and I'm good. I'm a healer. You know, I'm really good at it, but I'll tell you, my own mind, I can't get out of my own mind sometimes. I need somebody else to help me access those parts of myself and ask me questions and, you know, help me find my own way. You're right. We don't live under a rock, and we are here to help one another. And that's what this is all about. We support one another. We help one another. And we learn and grow and step into our power, into our authentic divinity, you know, our own true brilliance. And that's what Marianne Williamson was talking about, you know. It is not our darkness that frightens us, it's our light. And when we shine our light, we give others permission to do the same. So to me, that's what this is all about. And so what is it that you need to do that? Go do it. You know, stop saying, I don't have it, I can't do it. You know, stop it. Go do it. You know, I love Nike's, you know, just do it. It's a brilliant tagline, don't you think?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm sitting over here thinking, amen, Sister Anne.
Yeah. And all God's people said amen. I love it.
Oh, gosh. Well, I want to thank you so much for your time and attention today, for your divine gifts of wisdom, words of wisdom. And I want to remind our listeners about some really juicy things that you have made available to them. If you have not grabbed your bonus gift, please do. 3 divinely intuitive ways to attract your perfect ideal clients. So that is on the bonus page that you.
Yeah, that's
if you've not
actually
picked up.
That's a really cool. Let me just say that's a really cool offering. It's good. Yeah.
I know I've got some things from you that I love, and I get your newsletter, and I'm like, check her out. I said, oh my gosh, she's talking to me. You speak my language, sister, and have helped, and really had, and have helped me through some of those, you know, dark moments where I forget myself. So I want to thank you, and I want to also let the listeners know that you have made especially available to them a home study program, Create Your Divine Brand, and this is filled with juicy exercises to bring your divine self into your divine business so you can do your divine work and make some damn divine money. I threw that one in there. That wasn't her. You know, maybe an exclamation in there, because ultimately, the more you make, the more you can help.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
The more you make, the more you can help. And bringing your divine self to your work means that you're going to help the people that you're here to serve. And they are waiting for you. They are waiting. So, okay, where do we get this good stuff? It is at the coachingprofitbreakthrough.com/playground. coachingprofitbreakthrough.com/playground. That's our replay ground where you can listen to a replay of this recording and get access to the divine offering of Reverend Anne. And let's see, I want to just thank you, listeners, for joining us today. You've been listening to Six Figure Coaches teach you the skills, mindset, and strategies you need to succeed. And again, Reverend Anne, I want to thank you so much for sharing your divine, your super sacred sexy self with our listeners today, and thank you.
It was a total pleasure. Thank you, Simone. And thank you, everyone, for hanging out with us. It was really great.
I want to wish you a beautiful rest of your day. Thank you.